Tuesday, April 16, 2024. This is Things You Might Not Have Heard. I am Jay Coopin Payne, and in the queue today, 8 news stories from yesterday. You've edited this conversational covering information, politics, current events, and pop culture news. We'll explain that vetting process after headlines. Stay tuned for that. But we want to remind you that our website is thisisaconversationproject.com. A much greater explanation of our mission is there and how to find us in various ways as well. Plus, our email address is theconversationinbox@gmail.com. So you can holler at us, all these things that you want to do at us going forward. Let's get into the headlines for today. 8 stories that you vetted as conversational. We'll explain that in just a bit. So how that works out for you and all of us, because we literally can't do this show without you every single day. Headline for the first story this morning is one that has been, we got a lot of response from this in one of our hot takes we did on a short video yesterday to kind of get into it. So we knew this was going to be a big deal. The headline for it reads, CBS pulls the plug on Billy Joel at worst possible moment and fans are so pissed. That's what they are. And what was that moment? Well, in the middle of the CBS, or actually at the end, I should say, specifically at the end of the CBS special was on Sunday night with Billy Joel playing at Madison Square Garden, hyping his 100 performance at the venue. He wrapped up the night with Piano Man, as people loved, and people were singing and dancing and having all the things you do with Piano Man in the stadium, because people on TV saw the feed cut at the end of, in the middle of the song, basically when it's time for the local news, because network TV. The big news on this is they're going to re-air the actual show, and I'm not sure if they're going to condense it for time or they're going to let it go long, whatever. They're going to re-air it so you can get the joy and love of Piano Man being played at Madison Square Garden at that night. But trust me, the comments, the responses, the people going nuts balls over this one was nuts balls. Let's just say it was nuts balls. Just use that as the word. The number two story, which was probably one of the biggest stories of the night, of the year, if you will, so far, it's Caitlin Clark. She's taken number one in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever, as everyone's thought. She was a standout out of University of Iowa. She is the number one pick for the 2024 NBA draft for the Indiana Fever. They'll start playing in a few months for the summertime after the NBA, the big NBA, the men's game, is done with its finals going forward. Now, also big news for her rivals, the Chicago Sky had 2 first-round picks last night, and they took South Carolina's center Camila Cardoso and LSU forward Angel Reese. So those two will join forces as like Voltron to take down Caitlin Clark in her new team. Chicago folks are jazzed about their folks. The WNBA is jazzed about Caitlin Clark themselves. And Indiana Fever, who number one pick, so apparently went very good last year, hope to get much, much better very quickly. Our third story this morning, headline reads, Ohio River near Pittsburgh is closed as crews search for missing barge on the 26th that broke loose. I got confused this morning when I was posting the story because I knew it when I put it in there. But when I was going through the actual engagement scores, we'll explain how that works in just a bit, on what stories we're going to prevent for you today. It was like, wait a minute, we did this story because it was a weekend story. And then I had to read it and understand what was going on. Over the weekend, 26 barges untied themselves and floated down the river and was an issue for bridges in Pittsburgh. So they shut down the bridges because we know what happens when a barge hits a bridge. These are different bridges. Didn't want to have any issues. So yesterday they shut down the river, not the bridge, because 26 barges left their port, but only 25 of them were accounted for when they were done for the day. I'm not sure if they have actually recovered the missing barge, but yes, there is a missing barge, something as large as a barge. Didn't intend for that rhyme to happen. Was floating down a river, it was unattended, and that could have came down and caused damage as well. It's just not been a big year for bridges this year. Not a great year for King Charles. King Charles, fairly good year other than the cancer diagnosis. People are loving that one. But King Charles, Gail King, and Charles Barkley, not a great year. The headline we have for number four is, with disastrous ratings, Charles Barkley and Gail King bid farewell to first King Charles season. Other headlines, other stories basically says it ain't coming back. But after, I think, 6 whole months of King Charles, more or less, they're getting rid of it. Poor viewership ratings, poor responses. They are getting some news people, some headliners, and getting some things that I thought that is basically put out later on in the day, later in the week going forward. But trying to do a Larry King-ish thing with, not Larry King, Gail King, and Charles Barkley as a sidekick isn't working. This is a failed experiment from other failed experiments, but one they really couldn't get rid of because contracts. Just like all the folks they brought in for CNN Plus, I have to do other things to keep them busy, and other folks get fired because of their contracts. Same thing happened with King Charles, Gayle King, and Charles Barkley. We'll see if season two happens. Doubtful on that one, or if they'll be kept along for any special correspondence going forward. Doubt that will happen as well. Our fifth story for this morning, as told by you as conversational, the headline for that is gun supervisor for Rust movie gets 18 months in prison for fatal shooting by Alec Baldwin on set. That's Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer on the set of the movie Rust, sentenced to 18 months for the fatal shooting of cinematographer Haya Hutchins. This occurred during a scene involving actor Alec Baldwin, a scene that was a practice scene, not an actual scene being set, where Alec Baldwin was practicing with the gun. The gun went off. It actually killed Hutchins, and the armorer who was in charge to make sure the gun was, one, empty, and two, empty, is now found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, highlighting the significant safety failures of the film. Alec Baldwin will see some time in court soon. Whether he sees any real time, we shall see on that one, essentially. Let's move on to the next story. It's number six for this morning. The headline for this one reads, Tesla lays off more than 10% of its global workforce. Really sad news, but something that was basically foreseen. People were saying it for weeks. Tesla just recently had the 10% of its global workforce eliminated. That's about 14,000 employees worldwide. This point, electric vehicle sales all over means they're not selling enough cars and other folks aren't, so they don't need as many people working to build, maintain, and operate the operations. Coming from a very hard decision and a company-wide email from CEO Elon Musk telling folks what was happening as it was going on, broader cost cuts for the industry, broader cost cuts for Tesla, a Tesla stock not doing so bad right now, but as stated in the article by the robot editor, electric vehicle sales aren't great. People aren't buying them. People kind of want them, but they aren't buying them because they're just not quite practical enough. And the overall thing, they cost too much right now. So what the cost right now means you can't afford it now, and they have to wait until the infrastructure and the cost comes down. It's just not happening. Let's move on to story number seven this morning. Headline for this story reads, survivors of the 2017 Ariana Grande UK concert bombing take legal action against intelligence agency. Sometimes you wonder what happens to stories when things happen as they pop back up and I don't understand or what happened about this stuff. This is one of those, because the 2017 bombing in Manchester, England, at the concert but where Ariana Grande was performing, killed 22 people. 250 people survived the actual attack part of the attack. And they are now initiating legal action against the domestic intelligence agency that should have found it. I'm saying that just in that general sense. Should have figured this thing out and not had the attack happen. We're going to see this one play out on a grander scale. It is an international story. It is a story from the UK, so we'll get what we can from there. But this is one that's playing out pretty big with the big impact of the story happening. And the fact that it's a seven-year-old story is one thing, but it sometimes takes a long time. Trust me, I'm dealing with some legal actions right now, a long time for the actions to get in the way. But when they do, they actually kind of go warp speed all of a sudden. And then finally, the eighth story for this morning, eight for the Tuesday, has a headline that reads like this. Nebraska teacher arrested after police find her and teen student naked in car. This one, we want to put at the very end. This one, we hope we've gone far enough to get escape any explicit warning labels, because this is, I'm giving the simple details of it, but this is so disturbing. We put it out there and you engaged in it. So we're putting out there as news stories that you may not have heard. This is so disturbing that it just, it kind of gets me in my pit of my stomach, to be honest. Here are the details. A gray Honda Pilot crashed into a yard two blocks away after a teen boy without clothes got into the driver's seat and fled. From this story, we learn about Erin Ward, a 45-year-old teacher arrested for first-degree sexual abuse after she was found unclothed in a vehicle with a 17-year-old student. She's a substitute teacher found undressed in the backseat of the car and admitted she had sex with the 17-year-old from one of the high schools she worked for. Both treated for minor injuries from the crash. She was booked and taken to jail without bond on Monday. No immediate information about her attorneys going forward. This is one that will probably go away as a story, but this is one that if they get enough teeth into it, it'll be something that we'll be talking about sort of in whispered, hushed tones for a while. We'll keep up with it. We'll make sure we'll post any updates to you guys. If you keep saying it's conversational, we'll keep bringing it up. We'll do it gingerly, but we'll keep bringing it up. Let's go to today's teaser story. The teaser story. This is a headline that we could chat up tomorrow, the next iteration of this show, if you deem it worthy, as we tease it as something you can talk about. It's very simple. You go to our feeds on Facebook or Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter, if you will, facebook.com/thisistheconversationproject and Twitter or x.com/th_conversation. We actually had a last minute audible on this one. We were going to post a story about an overweight cat who's taking swimming lessons to lose some weight because it was just so funny. And it was a story from Friday. We just kept putting off and off and off. And it was like, we need to put this in there and give it some love. Unfortunately, what we have is a second high profile stabbing attack in Sydney, Australia in recent days. This one deemed a terrorist attack. More details on this one. This was an attack outside of a church where some church members, some clergy members were attacked in a stabbing incident inside of Sydney again. So this one, actual real serious news coming in more or less breaking to us today. I believe it's a early morning thing for them, which means it's a very early news for us here. If you want to deem this one conversational and get this one into the feeds for tomorrow, or into the stories for tomorrow, just go to the feeds, go to Facebook and Twitter and look for the story, engage in it. You simply just have to click like, love, hate, share, whatever emoji that you want to post on. And just, of course, in Twitter, it's just the heart and the shares. The more engagement the story gets, the better chance we have to talk about it. Tomorrow through Friday, we'll give you the top eight, or we'll take the top 15 stories of the day, previous day, and pull eight of them into the feeds for you to talk about in this show here. It's that simple. You want the story in there, engage in it, make it top 15 for the day. We'll probably pull it for tomorrow. Today, we want to highlight the sponsor that is Zenni Optical. Zenni Optical has been my sources for spectacles for more than a decade, as they have very inexpensive frames, very great lenses, and all the technology you're looking for in all your glasses. In fact, because it's spring, it might be spring, it's sort of spring, we'll see if it's spring, although the weather's not really cooperating very well, you can get a great deal from Zenni Optical with a BOGO deal going on right now. They're offering you buy one, get another, a BOGA, I should say, buy one, get another, for 25% off. That's the pairs that cost at least $10. They have $9 frames. They have $7 frames, so you don't even have to go that bad. But if you want to go pricey, you want to go splurge on that stuff, get 25% off your second pair of frames through April 21st. You only have a week to get in this one. The code is birthday24 because they're celebrating their birthday. It's Zenni's birthday, 21st birthday, and they'll give you great money off their great deal. So use birthday24. And you can get this great deal from Zenni Optical. Go to our link and help us out as well, because we get a bit of commission off of your buy. It is this. It's theconversationproject.com/Zenni. This is theconversationproject.com/ZENNI. This is theconversationproject.com/Zenni. Part of our income comes from affiliate links. So if you see a link out there, chances are there's a buy to it. Chances are we get a small commission from your purchase. So check it out today and check out the glasses because they're wonderful glasses. Don't spend $100 and send glasses back. Buy the glasses you want and send them back if you don't want them. That's how commerce works around here. So make that happen for yourself. Let's celebrate us real quick and do some quick sponsorship of ourselves. We want to highlight ourselves, the Conversation Project, which lives online at thisistheconversationproject.com. Stop by our website and learn more about us. Our website will show you how you can find us in various forms, how you can find other things about us, the details and the history behind us, past links to past newsletters, the information just straight, the links to us, and of course, links to our sponsorship page, find more of our sponsors, and our partnerships page, where you can log in to be a partner with us and help us do great things together. If you deem us worthy, we will do what we can with your contributions and make things much, much better. We can always use a little bit extra, and it doesn't take very much to make it happen. So if you deem us worthy, go to the partnership page at our website and become a partner. If you don't deem us worthy, go to our feeds because it's free. Go to Twitter and Facebook and engage in those stories so we know what stories to talk about. That's how we rate them for here. And email me with your comments, concerns, and sometimes serious gripes at theconversationinbox@gmail.com. Just because you're sending us something for free doesn't mean we don't care about it. But partners do get a bit more insight. So if you want to be a partner, get more control, just become a partner today and see how that works out for you and for us. Works out pretty good for us. Very quickly, chance to learn something. The word of the day is belabor, and it means to explain something more than necessarily. Usage in a sentence, one usage in a sentence is, it's important to provide clear instructions without belaboring every detail to maintain the attention and interest of the audience. You can find more about big words like this and the Big Words Project at its website, thebigwordsproject.com. We are partnering with the Big Words Project to make you give a chance to learn something. And right now we have volume one of Big Words You Ought to Know that's out there for you to purchase via Amazon. Links are all over the place. And of course, at the website, when you buy this book, $1 from each sale goes to a local Arkansas reading program. We'll do that every quarter as we produce more books. So check it out today and help a brother out, help some kids out, some little brothers out. Help yourself out with some new words that you can learn or words you already know. Confirm how smart you are with words you may already know. With that, we're done for this Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. My name is Jay Clifton Payne, and this has been another edition of Things You Might Have Heard. We're glad you're with us for today. Make sure you're following us on our feeds to tell us what stories to talk about and engaging with us in the emails, and consider being a partner because that helps us out a lot. Stay limber, stay hydrated, stay on task for all the grand things you're here to do. Just be you, be great, be grand, do great things. Love you, mean it. Keep on keeping on and get with us tomorrow. Another edition of 8 stories from today-ish to give you as top stories to talk about for tomorrow-ish from Things You Might Not Have Heard, brought to you by The Conversation Project. More to come tomorrow. Thank you for showing up.